Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. And now, celebrating 15 years of broadcasting, here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Whether you're tuning in on the radio dial here in Mississippi, WYED 94.1 FM, or through WYADonline.com, we're glad that you all could be with us. Also, those joining us are online affiliates around the world, including Conversations Radio Network, where our next topic is something that, unfortunately, I think all of us are dealing with. I first got to be exposed to it on my landline, but now I think, like a lot of you guys, it's following us around on our cell phones. Of course, I'm talking about robocalls. It's something that it seems like we cannot get away from. In fact, a recent study said that over 5 billion robocalls were placed last month alone. These calls are something I think that can affect us, not only because they're annoying, but also for some people it does lead to fraud as well. Well, there is some hope for us, and our next guest is going to tell us about that. I am really excited to welcome Aaron Foss to our program today. He's the founder of Nomo Robo. We're going to talk to him not only about his service, but also what it's been like for him to help to combat this problem. Aaron, hello to you, and welcome to the program.
Hey there. Thanks for taking time to talk to me and about this problem.
Hey, Aaron, the pleasure is definitely all mine. So this is something I know, of course, that you have been helping to address, but why is it, though, that the amount of robocalls do seem to have reached new levels today?
Yeah, it is absolutely not your imagination, right? And a lot of people say exactly what you just said. A, it used to only be on landlines. Now it's hitting us all on our mobile phones. I get some robocalls even on my Skype line sometimes. It's just kind of out of control here.
So for you, I mean, as I mentioned, you were the founder of Nomo Robo. Did you find that this was just something that came out of your own personal desire to be able to combat this? Or did you know you wanted to provide something, Aaron, that will be able to help people around the country and around the world?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. Everybody always thinks that, right? I was just so fed up one day. But I don't know. The truth is there was the FTC was running a contest. There was a $50,000 prize for anybody who could solve this problem. This was about 6 years ago. And so I'm a serial entrepreneur. I had just sold my last company, and I just love solving big problems. And this one just, you know, when I talk to people about it, even again, back then, they were like, oh, my God, this problem is huge. I never really got any robocalls, but I dug into it and realized that this is kind of like a huge epidemic. There were 800 people that entered the competition. They picked Nomo Robo as the winner. I got $25,000 as seed money, and you know, literally last week we stopped our 1 billionth robocall. So yeah, while it does seem like it's hopeless sometimes, right? We're getting more and more of these things. Ultimately, right? Technology is going to be winning this battle.
Yeah, and we're going to talk more about that. So I mentioned, you know, that they can be annoying for sure, Aaron, but also they can be more dangerous, especially financially. Can you kind of tell us some of the common types of robocalls that people are receiving?
Yeah, you really kind of nailed it. A lot of people just kind of make this into a little bit of a joke, or they'll answer the calls and they're kind of like mess around with the callers and you know, waste their time and things. But no, this is like really serious, right? And there's so many of them because they work, right? These are criminals, right? Criminals used to use guns to rob people, and now they use the phone, right? They're going to call up people and they're going to say, hey, we're going to come and arrest you. You didn't pay your taxes, and you know, we're going to be there in an hour. And that gets people in a panic, and they start doing crazy things. Like, the way that scam ultimately works is that they have you going down to CVS or Walgreens and buying some of those prepaid credit cards. Then you give the credit card number to the scammers, and they go and drain all that money. And a lot of people are like, you know, how could you be so stupid to fall for something like that? But the key with these kinds of financial fraud is you can't blame the victim, right? Like, it's not their fault that they fell for something, right? These criminals are really good at what they do. And when you go and pair it up with how easy and cheap this technology is, right? We now have, like, free local and long distance, and I don't know if, you know, if you or any of your listeners remember, right, like back in the day, right, phone calls were expensive. Or if the phone rang, right, you would stop, you would drop everything to go and answer that. nowadays, right, it's like, it's not that way, right? We're texting, we're Instagramming, we're doing all that. And, you know, our technology is using that same technology that the robocallers are using. We're just using it against them.
Got you. Well, I think that's why this call in this conversation is so important today, Aaron, because it does give people hope for that. Now, you have been instrumental in not only, of course, this as an entrepreneur, but also even when it comes to legislation. I mean, how has the recent legislation helped to kind of crack down or at least hope to crack down on robocalls?
Yeah, this has been a big focus for us, right? Yeah, we do make technology, but we want these robocalls to stop any way that they can. A couple of years ago, the FCC used to have a rule that carriers couldn't block any call, right? Even if it was an illegal robocall, FCC regulation said you had to complete that. And, you know, we just thought that that was insane. So we actually went, the FCC had an open call, and they wanted to know what everybody thought. We actually printed out all of the robocalls that we received in the first year. So that was 14 million robocalls, and we dropped it off on the FCC's doorstep before our meeting, and just to try and illustrate the enormity of this problem. And the FCC actually went and changed some of their regulations. And now a lot of senators are introducing new bills. I think that this is the only thing in Washington that is completely bipartisan. It's the only thing that Republicans and Democrats actually agree on, is that we need to stop these robocalls. So yeah, I've been on panels. I testified in front of the Senate. More needs to be done, but it seems like now, because they're just out of control, that there's a lot of people that are trying.
Right. Again, everyone, we're talking to Aaron Foss. He is the founder of Nomo Robo. And if you guys have not gone to the website, for our podcast audience, we're going to have it linked for you guys. For our radio audience here in Mississippi, you guys can go to nomorobo.com. Two things I want to bring up, Aaron, before we let you go. And again, we appreciate this time. One thing that I love is that you've kind of made this available for everyone, right? I mean, you're able to tackle, as we mentioned, I still have a landline and an office line. So you have a service for those individuals, but also for mobile. And with that point, I wanted to say, why was it so important for you to make sure that all mobile, you know, carriers were able to use this, whether we're talking about the Apple products or the Android products?
Yeah, you really nailed it, right? Like, when we started, so our landline version is free also. This is one of the people, then that was the only product that we had when we started. And everybody thought that I was crazy. They're like, you know, why are you giving this away? And we really said, and what winds up happening, when you enable your landline, you're letting us see the calls that come into your phone, right? So it's actually really kind of cool. We call it network effects, that the more people that use Nomo Robo protection, the better our protection gets, right? These guys are always changing their tactics, and we see all those very, very quickly. So that was kind of like the exchange, right? We'll give you free robocall blocking, and you'll help make it better. So even on mobile, Apple and Google didn't let you build call blocking apps until just a few years ago. So we ran with the landline service, we were able to build up the data, then we were able to get it out on mobile. And what people tell us is that they love that there's finally something that they can do to protect themselves and their family, you know, people that they care about. It used to be, you know, okay, well, put your number on the do not call list, or don't answer numbers that you don't recognize. But now there's actually a really strong weapon in this fight against robocalls that every consumer out there can use, either free or even if it's on mobile, it's $2 a month. So, you know, to get rid of the annoyance, to make sure that everybody that you know doesn't get scammed. You know, look, I keep on saying this, but it's really easy for me to get up in the morning and do this job.
Again, everyone, nomorobo.com is the website. Aaron, thank you so much for the time today. I really appreciate you stopping by the program.
Hey, thank you. Thank you for getting the word out about this problem. I really appreciate it.
Hey, glad to do it. So make sure you guys do head over to the website. Again, it's something for everyone, whether you're talking about your landline or, of course, your mobile device. You guys can go to nomorobo.com. Again, for our podcast audience, we'll be linking it for you guys. And thank all of you all for tuning in to this segment of Conversations Live. If you all came in late, you missed part of the conversation with Aaron, don't worry. Thanks to our online friends. You all can catch the replay right after we go off the air. The link is already available through our social media site. So head over to Facebook.com/CyrusWeb or go to Twitter.com/CyrusWeb. If you click on the link there, you can listen to the show completely for free and share with your friends from there too. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. Let's make it a great one.